Who says I'm going to wear any while I'm there?
That's true.
You're going to freeball in that heat? No, you're going to have, what's it called, chafing.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls?
Yeah, but you can actually get, you can get a product to,
Larkin is in charge of powder.
Monkey Big Fatty's
balls.
Am I going to be in charge of Big Fat? Oh, I'm in charge of Big Fatty's balls already, I think.
Yeah, he has to carry the powder around, and every once in a while, like, just take, go over and make up.
Yeah, exactly.
I will neither confirm nor deny what happened in, San Francisco. Last time and what happened under the kilt.
Oh, tell me. Come on.
There were several people under his kilt.
Oh.
Close-up examining.
Well.
And that's new how.
I won't say whether I was one of them or not. Give me another beer.
Okay, well, all I have to do is ask you one question. Did he have his weights on?
No.
Oh, he didn't.
Oh. That boy doesn't need weights. Come on. He wants them dragging on the ground? What?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's called chafing.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 940 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 7th of September, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Yo, we've got voice letters, and Big Fatty is going to read some more. Get ready, Hadam, yes? Hello, Fatty Braddies, dear Gussie, y'all, that is Fatty Braddy, yes, Big Fatty, that's a good one, y'all, that, what is that, oh, y'all, that is the complimentary Chick-a-Fil, because y'all, they were giving away the complimentary Chick-a-Fils today, and needless to say, Big Fatty just went right on over there and stole from Jesus, dear Gussie. So, anyway, y'all, what was I going to say? Oh, Fatty Braddies, y'all, that is from Julie. And y'all, quite frankly, Julie has been worried sick about Big Fatty. Y'all, ever since Big Fatty went over to the horror, Julie has been worried sick. And y'all, she finally just had to write again. And, you know, because y'all, this is how she cares for Big Fatty. She worries herself sick. And, y'all, so she came up with Fatty Braddies, because she says, well, Big Fatty, aren't we all just Fatty Braddies? And I said, yes. So, anyway, y'all, Tuesday was the second day of work at the coal mine, and y'all, it was one of those days. Big Fatty had an okay day, but, y'all, Larry Cly at some point turned to me during the day and says, Big Fatty, do you have any extra Zoloft? And, y'all, I'm just going to tell you, there is nothing wrong with taking a little pill once a day to take the highs and the lows and just you're on the roller coaster of life, but it's the kiddie coaster. It's not the Megatron. Big Fatty, the Megatron, yes! It's not the Megatron coaster, no! It's just the kiddie coaster, and y'all, everybody can handle the kiddie coaster. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all listen to a lot of little shows on Tuesday. And y'all, I want to recommend one to you. Y'all, it is by the Frequency. And y'all, I've got to find the name of it because, you know, if I don't find the name of it, then I'll probably screw up the name of it. And if I do find the name of it, I'll definitely screw it up. Big Fatty! Y'all, it is called the Gay Wasteland. Now, y'all, this is not about a sewage treatment plant. It is not about a sewage treatment farm. No! It is about being a homosexual in the middle of the country. And, y'all, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but Frequency has an enormous penis. And y'all, his mama just had a birthday. She celebrated the exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, he just got approved over there in the iTunes. And he's got three little episodes out. So y'all get on over there and give it a listen. That is, once again, that is, what is it called? Big Fatty, where is it? The Gay Wasteland. So anyway, get over there and check out the frequency, y'all. He has not put show art of his enormous penis up, but you know these things can happen if we all wish hard enough. Beg, Fatty, we please, 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 y'all. You know, I read you something yesterday that Ange in BC, the Faye Driver, sent to me about George Burthington. Washington, and y'all, I thought these things were funny, but they're not. They're just kind of old wives' tales, and so y'all, I was prepared for something funny, but y'all, it's old wives' tales. So I'm just gonna read you a couple of more of these because y'all, these are just for information's sake. There will not be a quiz on these. No, be ready. As incredible as it sounds, men and women took baths only twice a year, May and October. Women kept their hair covered while men shaved their heads because of lice and bugs and wore wigs. Wealthy men could afford good wigs made from wool. They couldn't wash the wigs, so to clean them, they would carve out a loaf of bread, put the wig in the shell, and bake it for 30 minutes. The heat would make the wig big and fluffy, hence the term big wig. Today, we often use the term, here comes the big wig, because someone appears to be or is powerful and wealthy. Y'all, I don't know if this is going to be true or not, but that Donna Sugars may have on a big wig in Vegas. Y'all, by the way, Vegas is we're in single digits now. Only 9 days away. Oh, dear Gussie. So anyway, and y'all, I'll read you another one of those a little bit later. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Now, do you have something funny? Let's just see here. Y'all, y'all, I heard from the Louisiana Lurker. Y'all, the Louisiana Lurker asked me a question. Y'all, you know what? Maybe we should do an Axe Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that would be lovely.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, as I said, our Axe Big Fatty today comes from the Louisiana Lurker. And y'all, he says, I assume it's a he. He says, Big Fatty, I was wondering if you celebrated International Bacon Day. It was the Saturday before Labor Day, and I just heard about it. And y'all, then he sent me a link to the wiki. And y'all, it says over here, International Bacon Day is an unofficial observance often celebrated on the Saturday before Labor Day. Some cultures, however, celebrate on the 19th of February, while others celebrate on the first Sunday in January after the new year. Bacon Day celebrations typically include social gatherings during which participants create and consume dishes containing bacon, including bacon-themed breakfasts, lunch, dinners, desserts, and drinks. Bacon Day gatherings may also include the consumption of soy bacon or turkey bacon. Y'all, that's blasphemy. That is not... No! No! Y'all, Bacon Day was conceived in 2004 by a group of Colorado University graduate students. Bacon Day in Manchester in the Ark is celebrated by several students on the 14th of January prior to January examinations as a distraction from revision. Bucknell students are also known for their Bacon Day celebrations, calling themselves meatheads and gorging themselves on as much bacon as possible. Louisiana. Oh, dear gosh, Big Fatty, you didn't answer his question. Yeah, Gussie. Well, Louisiana Lurker, every day is Bacon Day for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we know that. And y'all, then he also, he read about International Bacon Day while he was looking at the 8 essential bacon hacks. Y'all, and these are 8 things that hacks have covered a lifetime. What is this now? To celebrate, here are 8 of our favorite bacon hacks covered at Life Hacker over the years. Make your own high-quality bacon by curing your own. Y'all, fuck that. Fuck that. I'll just buy it. Or maybe somebody will send it to me. You know, like that, like the rice for fur spudge. You know, he sent me Bafrin back during the Kremlin. Y'all ditch the skillet and fire up your oven to cook perfect bacon. Y'all, it's too hard. A strip of bacon saves meatloaf from sticking to the pan. Y'all, bacon saves everything from sticking to the pan. Bacon sandwiches speed up a hangover recovery. Y'all, who knew this? It's no wonder Big Fatty never has a hangover. Make better, less messy bacon in a waffle iron. Y'all, there's just something very wrong with that. Use leftover bacon drippings to make an oil lamp. Y'all, who the hell needs an oil lamp? How to make popcorn with bacon fat, y'all. We've talked about that before. And make a drool-worthy bacon cup for your holiday party. You just weave a few pieces of bacon together and place in a foil-lined muffin tin and bake it in an oven to produce an insanely good snack holder that you can eat. Yes, Big Fatty. Okay, well, there you have it. So, well, thank you very much, Louisiana Lurker. I appreciate that. And like I say, Big Fatty celebrates... International Bacon Day. Every day is International Bacon Day here in the Fat Cave. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
With Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
It's Friday. Hey, buddy. It's me. Going to apologize for, telling everybody that you were drink driving. Sorry about that. I was actually drunk when I was listening. I apologize for insinuating that you were a drunk driver. I'll see you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is my straight boyfriend, that straight Bob calling from the future, except now it's in the past because, y'all, he was calling me last Friday, which was Thursday. Well, I don't know when y'all, I get so confused on the dates and everything. But y'all, he thought he misunderstood that when Big Fatty was coming back from the horror, you know, Big Fatty got very drunk that Sunday night, and he thought I was driving back to Charleston drunk on that Monday. But y'all know I'd had bacon, and you know that cures a hangover. Y'all, I didn't know that, and evidently Straight Bob was drunk when he made that posted that comment over at the BFO. But y'all, maybe he just needs to eat more bacon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Melinda. I have an Axe Big Fatty question.
Yeah, guys, y'all, it looks like we're going to have another Axe Big Fatty question. Big Fatty, play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you again, Big Fatty. And y'all, our second Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from Miss Melinda from the Soames Bar.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Melinda. I have an Axe Big Fatty question. I want to know what you guys do with all that money you make for the horror. You may have answered this already, I don't know, but Like, you buy slings for the less fortunate, or what? Well, I'm just curious. So, let me know. See ya.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all will be seeing Miss Melinda out there in the Las Vegas next week. But, Miss Melinda, this is an excellent question. And I'm glad to answer it and glad to have the opportunity to answer it. because when I went and saw Granny and Miss Porter on Sunday night, we were making some decisions of what we were going to do with the money. And y'all, quite frankly, the Horror Group is going to be a platinum sponsor for the Ryan White AIDS run being held here in Charleston in November. Y'all, that's a $1,500 sponsorship. And then, y'all, you know, we have the Tiara Hara that we raised over $1,200 for. We are going to donate that also to the Ryan White AIDS group. And the Miss Porter raised about $1,000 with the Little Miss Sweet Charity pageant a couple of weeks ago. And y'all, then we're going to give another $1,200 from the big horror weekend. So y'all, all in all, we are going to donate about $5,000 to the Ryan White AIDS group here in Charleston. But, you know, Miss Melinda, I do like your idea, you know, buying slings for the underprivileged. Y'all, you know, you just drop those off in those toy bins, the angel tree. You just drop a sling off and put an angel on it. And y'all, speaking to somebody who would enjoy getting a sling or getting in a sling.
Big Fatty, it's the Fey Driver. Listen, I'm sorry I didn't respond to your e-letter. I sort of thought it was a rhetorical question. But to answer you, I don't think I'm going to have any blue hair. I just don't think I'll have time to get that done. So it'll just be me and my salt and pepper hair, although I might get a funky haircut. And as for the nail polish, I don't know. You know, I get such a hassle when I come across the border that I might have to come across as a straight man and do my nails later. Because I don't want to risk getting strip searched by a big, greasy border crossing guard. Although that wouldn't be bad in some situations, but yeah, I think I'll just be coming incognito. And I am looking forward to meeting you too, sir. I'm looking forward to experiencing your southern gentlemanly charms in person, I think as are many of us who are coming to Pride 48 Las Vegas. And just a reminder to people, anyone who might be taking the Pride 48 shuttle and making any donations, it is my intention to donate a good portion of those donations back to the Pride 48 website and organization to keep it functioning. So, did love your Labor Day show, Big Fatty. Do take care, and I'll see you and everyone else at Pride 48 Las Vegas before you know it. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the Faye Driver, Ange in B.C., and y'all, you know that's how those Mexicans do. They come in incognito, and then they get you. That's how they get you. They surprise you. Y'all, I'm intrigued by the interesting haircut. I wonder if it'll be a mohawk, or perhaps he'll get his haircut to match that of Miss Kathy Bacon. Yes, Big Freddy.
First of all, Big Fatty, whoever said that anything about the freshness of the great outdoors has not been out to Mina Lake or rode motorcycle from Aberdeen to Watertown, because this morning I took my son to Mina to kayak and it smelt of sewer or manure or maybe both, so bad. And I never held my breath so much on the motorcycle as I did today. It was so bad. If it wasn't skunk, it was cow manure. Anyway, I'm sure you can relate. According to Vader, you're kind of gassy at the office, so goodbye.
Dear gassy Big Freddy, it sounds like Miss Kathy Bacon's getting ready for your arrival in Las Vegas. Dear gassy indeed. Well, y'all, Miss Bacon, I'm sorry that your nose was filled with the scents of manure and a skunk, but maybe Law can give you some advice on that, Larkin.
It's called chafing.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls?
Oh, no, she's not talking about the smell of sweaty balls, no.
You
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.